Tomorrow, a state panel will hear testimony on whether to consider adding more medications to the preferred drug list for Medicaid patients who are addicted to opioids. Right now, the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, or ACCESS, has one medication on the list, Suboxone. But advocates like my next guest say the Pharmacy and Therapeutics Committee should consider adding more. Will Humble is executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association and a former director of the state health department. And Will, why do you think ACCESS should cover more than one medication-assisted treatment for patients addicted to opioids?
Yeah, so just to be clear from the top, ACCESS has one medically-assisted treatment drug on their preferred list. But docs and people in the system and patients can request an alternative medication. So there is a process by which patients can get other than the preferred list drugs. But right now, there's one medication on the preferred list. We're advocating for exploring the other medications that are on the list now. So there are more than a dozen FDA-approved medications for opioid use disorder treatment. It's called medically assisted treatment. It's the gold standard, really, for treatment for folks that are addicted to opioids. And so what we're advocating is for ACCESS, while they're in this review period, to take a look at the lists that other states have and look at the outcomes that those other states are seeing with their Medicaid members and exploring whether they would like to add additional medications to the preferred list. One reason for that is, you know, like I said, there's about a dozen medications now which have been FDA approved, and they come in different formulations, different concentrations, and different routes of administration. And so for a medication that might be appropriate for one Medicaid member, there might be a better alternative out there that's FDA approved. And so what we're urging the committee to do and to provide a recommendation to ACCESS for is to really take a look at the options that are out there.
Is there a number that other states' Medicaid programs tend to have, like sort of a consensus number that's the right spot for a state Medicaid program to be at?
I don't know. I do know that there are several states, about 8 or 9 states, that have multiple medications on their medically assisted treatment for opioid use disorder list, on their recommended list.
Do you have a sense of how big of a dent this could potentially put in the opioid crisis that the state is facing if people who are addicted to these pills might have other ways of sort of weaning themselves off other medication treatments?
Well, medication-assisted treatment has really been shown to be the most effective way of treating people for opioid use disorder. So it's really good that our state Medicaid program and other state Medicaid programs are adopting best practices like that and really focusing that in their managed care contracts. You know, the Opioid Epidemic Act that the legislature passed last year, I think, did a really good job at public health interventions to keep people out of the addiction pipeline. Most of the act was really around getting fewer people addicted to opioids on the prevention side. Less was done in the act in terms of the treatment. And there's two big components for that. Number one is just networks efficiency, having enough doctors out there who are up to speed on the prescribing practices for medically assisted treatment and having that kind of capacity, just being able to see the sheer number of patients divided by the number of doctors that can do the work. It's a real challenge, not just in Arizona, around the whole country. So the network capacity is really important. And then giving those doctors as many options as reasonably possible to help treat their patients in a way that they're familiar with and that they've had success with. And so that's one of the reasons we are hoping that the drug list expands to a few more options to give those, like we said, limited number of providers more options, because there's so many people with opioid use disorder that need treatment. You can slow down the number of people coming into the system like the Opioid Epidemic Act did, but then there's this whole cadre of people who are already addicted and they need treatment so that they can recover.
You mentioned cost, and I'm wondering, especially when you're looking at access at the Medicaid program, I would imagine that's a fairly substantial consideration for adding new medications, right?
Well, it's in the two middle words in the access name, cost containment. Yeah. So, when our elected officials back in the early 80s put our Medicaid program together, they built a series of statutes that really focused on ensuring that the decisions that the administrators over at Access make have cost front and center. And so the regulations that they have, the statutes that enabled Access, all really, it's a core part of their mission. And so, it's important. Pretty much every listener to this program would agree that cost is a component of the healthcare system, and it's important to make decisions that at least consider cost when you're looking at, what to put on a preferred list.
How do public health folks, though, sort of look at the balance between maybe the cost of a medication treatment versus the cost of helping somebody who maybe could benefit from a different treatment but doesn't have access to it? I mean, there's a public health cost to that as well.
Oh, sure. I think there's a public, there's a trade-off. In this case, the preferred drug that's on the list now works pretty good. But I think because there are more options now, it's always better to have more options for those prescribers helping those patients. I think there are, in other parts of the healthcare world, there are better examples of a really expensive medication that has a dramatic improvement but is really expensive compared to one that's really cheap but does pretty good. And there's examples like that out there. I don't think that's the case with this list of medications.
All right. That's Will Humble, Executive Director of the Arizona Public Health Association, former Director of the State Health Department. Will, thanks for coming in.
Okay, thank you.